What's going on, guys? I am the Zach Daddy.
I'm Kratos.
And this is the All Caps Rage Podcast. Today's topics, console wars, Marvel movies, and Vin Diesel, and what we're about. So, what's going on with you tonight, man?
Nothing, just been reading some comic books and watching some movies.
Some normal shit.
Yeah. How about you?
Actually, today I worked on some graphics, and I thought about gaming, but I could not bring myself to it today. I ran out of fucking time. It fucking sucked. Like, I'm sitting here, and I'm staring at a library full of games, I'm staring at fucking a stack of comics I want to read, and then there's all the fucking movies I still want to watch that I can't just, I don't have the time to bring myself to them, but...
I feel you, man. I feel you. I've been trying to play Tomb Raider for like the past month, and I keep not doing it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You know, I bought Tomb Raider on sale and for 50% off, and I've still not fucking played it. And it's
either. I did the same thing probably at the same time.
It's really starting to get to me. Like, I really want to fucking sit down and just play the fucking game, and I can't do it. And I think the only way that I'm going to actually be able to do it is, I think I'm going to fucking try and stream it. I think that's the only way I'm going to be able to do it, is like just go ahead and incorporate it into something that I'm already doing. That way, you know, I'm there, everybody's there, and I'll just fucking play it live. I don't care.
Have fun with it.
Oh yeah. Okay. So on today's topics, we have console wars, and I'm sure everybody is fucking getting tired of this shit. I know myself, I'm getting tired of the console wars. I'm getting tired of everybody all PS4, Xbox.
Where's computer in all this?
Computer?
Didn't they just come out with like a crazy graphics chip or something?
Yeah, the NVIDIA GTX 780 was just released, and I believe talks are for the 760 Ti, and that's actually what I'm looking forward to upgrading to, from my 560 Ti moving up to the 760.
I can't wait, dude. So much more stuff.
Oh, I am happy that consoles are now working on a better architecture. That only means better ports for PC, because Exactly. Everybody's concerned about consoles. Everybody thinks, oh, well, consoles, where it's at, that's where the money's at. And I'll give it to them.
For the most part, they're right. It's only like the hardcore gamers like you and me that go to the computer, because we know that our computers can handle a lot more than consoles can.
Oh, by far. By far.
Plus modding. I mean, how can that get any better? You can mod games.
Exactly. And with platforms such as Steam making modding even that much more easier.
Yeah.
I mean, you have fucking Steam Workshop, and
I can go into Skyrim. And yeah, I can go into Skyrim, go into the workshop, grab whatever the hell I want, like a freaking My Little Pony dragon mod. Every jet just click subscribe, and every dragon in Skyrim looks like a My Little Pony now.
Yeah, you can't fucking beat how easy it is. I think the only downside to PC gaming is companies like EA. You know, today I was sitting there and I was like, man, you know what? I hardly play sports games, but I would love to play NHL 13. Because they have all 30 AHL teams, and I'm big into the AHL more than the NHL. So I was like, well, fuck, let me go ahead and let me see if EA actually put out NHL 13 on PC. Well, they didn't fucking do it. I even went to Origin, and I was like, fuck, I'll sign up for an Origin account just to get NHL 13 on my PC. Nope, they didn't do it this year. I think that's one of the major downfalls is companies like that will fucking just be like, oh, you know what? It's not going to go to a PC this year. And they did it with FIFA 14. Their new engine is not going to run on PC. It's only for consoles.
I hate when they do that kind of
stuff. It's utter bullshit. And I don't have a problem with consoles. I think I've evolved away from the console. I still think there are some great console games out there that need to be touched on.
God of War.
By far. I still will not touch Ascension. Will not do it. I will not do it. That camera view and the motion, it just... The demo itself made me sick. I just can't do it. I don't know what it is about looking so far away while in heavy action that makes me want to fucking play it. Like, I don't know what they were thinking. Look, I'm all for when I'm walking, pull away from me. Show me this gorgeous landscape backdrop that they did. I'm all for it. If I'm fucking fighting, I don't want to be fucked in the camera views. That's what I couldn't get over with, and I will not touch Ascension from this point on. I think they screwed it up. And then what? Now they made a two-step process for blocking.
Yeah, I didn't like that either. But whole time everyone knew that this was just a placeholder for the next one. Because that's all this game was a placeholder, so people didn't lose their memory of God of War. So I'm sure the next one is going to be even better than this one was.
I would have rather waited an extra year. Fuck, an extra year and a half, 2 years. Fuck, I probably would have bought a PlayStation 4 just to play it, had it, you know, not been rushed and actually put together decently. Okay, so...
Sure, we got off topic a little bit.
End rant, side tangent over, console wars, PS4, Xbox One, it's now called.
That's what it's called now?
Yeah, Xbox One. It's fucking crazy. I remember when all of these rumors started popping up, and PS4 came out and said, or they didn't come out and say, it was just a rumor that they were going to put a chip inside of the disc. Yeah. That disc was going to register to your system. And they weren't going to require online, but that chip was going to, you know, send information to the system, blah, 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 blah. Okay,
so you couldn't have used game.
Correct. That was their whole thing. They didn't want used games anymore. And I think, you know, that's where the industry was heading. No, the consoles and the developers and publishers all said, you know, no more used games. We're getting fucked by GameStop. And they are. But everybody's getting fucked by GameStop.
When you think about it, they weren't. Because when they came out with, like, a part two to a game like Darksiders, they came out with the first one. Not a lot of people bought the first one. So when they came out with the second one, a lot of people went out and bought the first one used. And then when the second one came out, they bought the second one new. Right. So that's what happened with me. I bought the first one used, and when the second one came out, I bought it new. They got that money.
same here, except I had already transitioned to PC. I now own both of them. Brand new on the PC.
Yeah, that's what happened with me. I bought it on the PC.
So, you know, okay, so now, I still don't see how they were going to do that. You know, I know Sony and they're proprietary and they like to know their shit. And them saying there wasn't going to, or the rumors saying that there wasn't going to be an always online connection, even with that little chip inside of the disc.
Yeah.
Look, it's going to be easier for them to have online connection because either they're going to send that information to the disc and the PlayStation's going to send that information, that PlayStation information back to the disc. And that renders the disc useless to any other system. Yeah. Or they have that chip that sends information to the system and the system sends that information to the server saying, hey, this disc is registered with this system.
Yeah.
Knowing Sony, that's what they would have done.
Probably.
However,
So all of the rumors always backed online. Off.
Yeah, exactly. You would have always been online. But all of those rumors suddenly stopped. There was no more bullshit.
Yeah. Because they were getting all the wind from, they were getting all the flack from the fanboys.
Yeah. They were getting fucked and they listened. They didn't keep pushing those rumors. Look, rumors and leaks, they don't come from news companies and media and bloggers. They don't come. Leaks and rumors come from companies. They're the ones that do that shit. They want to know what the public thinks about their shit. So they'll send out a leak or a rumor and just vibe off of that.
Just to get a feel for where everyone's at.
Exactly. I think PlayStation played it fucking smart.
Yeah.
They let those rumors go. They played their cards right. They let those rumors go out. Everything came back. And they quieted down. Xbox. Microsoft. Totally fucked up this year. All of these rumors started appearing. They had Andy Orbs come out and fucking say all that bullshit. It.
Yeah. All that. Yeah. To basically confirm it. And then just shit on whoever lives in like an urban neighborhood where they may not have the greatest internet connection. It's like, do you know that
power went out? I better not vacuum. You asshole.
Yeah,
we know what the fuck it's like, you're doing.
Do you know that was like that's your like general market base is people in urban neighborhoods, and you just basically shat on their face.
Yeah, look, people in the city, they're fucking doing shit. They're out there fucking going out, having fun, doing their thing.
Yeah.
Suburbs, rural, blah, blah, country folk.
Country folk.
Country folk. They're out there. They're either, you know, fucking playing basketball in the street or hoeing fields or fucking gaming.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. They're fucking gaming.
Yeah.
And Microsoft shit on them so hard during all of that.
I was surprised they didn't let him go.
Oh.
I was shocked they didn't let him go.
They should have. They should have. They definitely, like, you know what? You're bad PR. You're just totally fucking us. But, obviously, that was the message that Microsoft was sending this year. They were like, you know, yeah. We're going to go ahead and hire you to keep doing what you're doing. Because that's the direction we're moving. We're fucking everybody.
Yeah.
When they finally, you know, announced their new Xbox One, which I love everybody's fucking hashtag.
Have you seen the design of the Xbox and the PlayStation?
Oh, they're fucking horrendous.
I know.
They're fucking horrendous.
I was like, who designed these things? Was like a little kid drawing on a crayon, like, here. I'm like, what?
What is Xbox is a big fucking square again.
Yeah.
PlayStation has a little bit of swept. It's still a big fucking box. It's just a little swept back.
Yeah.
That's it. They're fucking horrible. Like, look, when I had cable, my cable box looked better.
It looks like the PlayStation 2, the original one, the fat one, just like tilts to the side.
Yes. Yes. Fucking horrible.
I think the PlayStation 3 is way more prettier than those ones are.
Oh, I don't know why they're moving away from that design. You know, I saw so many fucking concepts, you know, over the last couple of years, and they all looked great. I saw the glass concept, and I was like, man, PlayStation 4 glass, yeah, bad news, but fucking beautiful.
Yeah,
I could have definitely gone for that shit, definitely. Yeah. Microsoft, though, they totally fucked everybody at their announcement. 24-hour check-in.
They were happy to do it, too.
Yeah, they were absolutely happy to bend everybody over and say, give me your money.
Because they know people do it, too. Because people that are into a certain console, they're diehard into those consoles, and they will not sweat.
Exactly.
So it doesn't matter. They could lube up a broomstick and they wouldn't care.
No.
They'd be like, yeah, go for it. There's a new Xbox coming out? Yeah, yeah, but we're going to stick this up your ass first. Oh, all right.
Yeah. Wait. Is there a new Halo? Yes. By all means, bring the broom. You can skip the lube. Yeah, so 24-hour online check-in, no used games. You could share the games with friends that were on your friends list for 30 days. And you could share games with a family library of up to 10 people, I believe it was. All fine and dandy, but the people still weren't happy because of the 24-hour check-in. Every 24 hours, you have to check in. Oh, well, it does it while you're asleep at night. Motherfucker, gamers don't sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't sleep.
We're up all night playing these games.
When's the best time to actually get some gaming time in? At night. The house is quiet. Everybody's asleep.
Yeah.
Get some shit done.
Especially people like you, you're a father, you got kids. Once they go to bed, that's your time to game.
That's if my ass ain't asleep already.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, my time to game is, I fucking, no matter what I do, I wake up at 5 o'clock in the fucking morning now. And, yeah, and on the weekends, nobody wakes up till 9, 10 o'clock, so my ass comes straight to the office and starts gaming. Fuck it,
everyone starts waking up.
Yeah, now.
Everyone starts waking up, you're like, get out of here, get out, get out, get out of here.
I'm busy. Leave me alone!
I'm about to beat a crit cave troll. Leave me alone.
Oh, you wanna stand there and look? Fine. Mouth shut.
Oh. Don't open it.
Yeah. Well, luckily for everybody, Microsoft, they took the broom out of everybody's ass, and they decided to go ahead and put it away in the closet. And let it sit there to the next console. No more online check-ins every 24 hours. No more online check-ins.
Give it a few years to get more grotesque and ugly.
Oh, yeah. They've got to do something. The used games policy, it's out. It's you can now go back to use games just like before. Yeah, that's pretty much what they backtracked on. Everything else is still the same. You still gotta have the fucking connected to your Xbox, even though you can turn the fucking thing off. That's bullshit. But, yeah. Hey, you know, Microsoft obviously wants some peep shows.
Why does the Kinect just come with it?
Oh, no, it does come with it, but it has to be connected.
So they can tap in and, like, watch you do what you want to do?
Yeah. No, they just want a free peep show. They just want to find out how many people have sex on their couch. That's what Microsoft wants to do.
Are these people having sex on their couch? Yep, they are.
We're just going to flip through every single camera feed, let it run for about 5 seconds, and just keep going. We're going to find out who's having sex, and we're gonna do a poll.
We're gonna get some real statistics on this.
Yeah,
this is of vital importance.
I don't like the idea of an always connected camera.
Yeah.
That, well, now it's not connected to the internet 24/7 or every 24 hours, which means that camera could, you know, record up to X amount of data doing, you know, oh, there's motion in the room. Record. You know, they could do fucking 3 frames every second. They don't have to have, you know, high def in your face shit. They could just get a little bit here every time there's motion inside the vicinity of that camera. And then that online 24-hour check-in, all that shit straight up to the internet. 300,000 servers straight into Microsoft's fucking lap.
Yeah.
I still don't like the idea of the fucking Kinect, because it has to be connected. It's bullshit.
Not to mention all the games suck on the Kinect. they're just not coded right, so you can't really play them right.
I have the PlayStation Move. I have found one fucking game I like on the PlayStation Move. Sports Champions.
Is that the free game that comes with it?
Yeah, it was one of the startups. Or it was one of the launch titles. That is the only one that I have found that I have enjoyed.
The only game I wanted to play with that was they came out with a Killzone game when it first came out. I wanted to try that. It looked pretty cool. You like used both of them as like a you made like sort of like a gun with it and like just went around with it. It looked pretty neat, but I just couldn't bring myself to buy it.
Nah. I've tried a couple of other games on there and nah. I just wasn't impressed.
I'm just not into the motion thing.
Nah. Nah, the last thing I want to think about when I come home is playing video games. Oh god, I gotta fucking move for this shit now?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, thank god I'm not into manual labor, but thumbs.
My thumbs are about as far as I go.
I mean, could you imagine all those construction workers? They just want to come home. They want to relax. They want to fucking get into a game that they've been working on for months. And the Kinect makes them jump around. I just want to play a nice family game. Oh, that's great. Jump around.
jump around.
Jump up and get down! Our goal for gaming is for everybody to jump so much they fall and never get back up. Hard day of work? Get jumping. Fuck you. Now, some of those, like the Sports Championship on Sony or on the PlayStation, I fucking love it when you're playing, you know, okay, for, like me, playing with the kiddos. Fucking yeah. Love doing it. It's great fun. It's a pain in the ass when I have to move everything around.
Yeah, that's exactly
I gotta move the coffee table and make sure that nothing's in our way and we're not gonna fucking trip over anything. And we all have to make sure we're all far enough away so we don't get fucking smacked in the head. It is bound to happen. Like, we have to sit there and watch each other. Back up! Yeah. Back up!
Yeah. Get back off me, bitch!
I mean, come on, we've seen plenty of failed videos on the internet of motion technology and video games and people getting into it kids getting smacked around.
Yeah. Did you see the one with the guy that whacked the kid in the head and he went flying like across the room?
That's exactly what I was referencing right there. Perfect fucking moment.
Perfect just like, moment. Whack, boom! I was like,
oh, what are you doing? I'm skiing. I'm quack. Oh, shit. Oh, God.
My bad.
Gotta fucking love some of the shit that comes out on the internet. Yeah. And, yeah. So, PlayStation, or Sony came out with the PlayStation 4. Microsoft came out with the X-Bone. And Nintendo, where the fuck are you? Again, you released a new console last year. Great, you wanted to get ahead of the competition. Great, your technology is old as my PS2.
Yeah.
You added a screen to the controller. Now, I have not played the Wii U, so I can't knock it too hard. But the fact that there's still motion controls and then this stupid fucking controller with the screen, I can see where that comes in handy if I was a hardcore Nintendo gamer and I just could not live without my games and the family wanted to watch Netflix.
Yeah.
Other than that...
But even when you think about it, I don't know if all the games support being flicked onto that small screen, but... Think of like playing Batman if that did do that.
Okay, well, if Nintendo's technology ever caught up to where they can have a decent Batman game.
Yeah, exactly.
Playing on that little screen would be absolutely dreadful.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Fuck that.
I wouldn't touch it. I had no interest when I heard about it. My buddy wanted to get it, and I was like, go for it, man. It's all you, but I'm not going to get that shit.
No.
First off, it's not even high def.
No. I mean, it's still in 480p.
Yeah.
It's not even hitting the lower end of high def at 720. It is still 480.
Yeah. As soon as I heard it wasn't high def, I was like, seriously? They're trying to compete with two high def systems. And yeah, they have some cool new technology with it, blah, blah, blah. But you couldn't at least put high def into it? I mean,
no, they couldn't do that. Honestly, dude, the way I see Nintendo going, Nintendo needs to pull a Sega. Get the fuck out of consoles.
Yeah, and just
they can still stick to their handhelds. They still own the handheld market.
Yeah.
They can still have their exclusives. Get the fuck out of consoles. You're done. You're done. You have not made a decent console since... I like the 64. I like the GameCube.
I didn't like the GameCube.
I only like certain games on the GameCube. But I still played it daily. Like, that was my daily driver. I loved some of the games that came on there.
Yeah.
They need to pull out. They need to release their software and their games and release it as third-party titles to other consoles, PC, and they will see a boom in business. Because there are people like me, there are people like you who don't own such a Nintendo product that has ridiculous fucking controllers.
Yeah.
And never will, but let me tell you, if they fucking released a Zelda Twilight Princess on PC, dude, I'd be on that shit in a fucking heartbeat.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even skip a fucking beat.
If they came out with any of the new Mario games they've been coming out with, I would be all over that.
Fuck! Why can't they just... Look, the Nintendo series, it's great for party gamers. But, and I guess some platformers as well, because that's mainly what they're known for, is platforming and party. But if they were just to say, you know, okay, let's go ahead and release our shit to other consoles. They may not even have to get out of consoles, period.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, here's Super Mario for the Xbox. Holy fuck. You're gonna have a shit ton of people going ape shit for a fucking game.
You're going to get way more money off of that than you did for your system in general.
Exactly. So why not the fuck just stop console bullshit, stop trying to compete with people who actually have money, and give yourself some money by releasing your games all across the platforms.
That'd
now,
be
if you
want to
have your exclusive titles, you know, for whatever reason, fine, but give everybody something. Come out with a Super Mario 4 across all the systems.
Yeah.
End
and then
of
release
shit.
The rest. And then release the rest.
Exactly. Do a test run, see how it does, notice that your sales go up by the fucking millions, and then say, here's the rest of our games. Hey, Pokemon lovers, you want to come back to us? Here's a new Pokemon game. Dude, I'd love to fucking play a real next-gen, high-def fucking Pokemon game. Shit, I'd love it on my PC.
Yeah.
No more fucking emulators.
If they made it like an action-adventure game instead of a RPG-type game, I would probably be all over that. A Pokemon action-adventure game? That would be awesome.
Yeah. They could spin it so much. I mean, look. Some of the games that they came out with...
Think of it kind of like the X-Men games, where you get to switch in between different characters. You could switch in between different Pokemon.
That would be fucking sick. Yeah. Or instead of just like telling the Pokemon what to do, when you cast it, you get to fucking be it.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
get to make the decisions. What are
That's
you going to do?
Yeah.
Don't make it a fucking RTS or a turn-based. Fucking make it action-adventure. And we're like, okay, I'm Ash, and now I'm throwing out Pikachu, and now I'm Pikachu, and I'm fucking your world up.
Yeah.
I'd play that fucking religiously every day. 40 hours a week, no fucking problem. No problem at all. I would make time for that game.
I would be happy with life.
Life would be complete.
Oh, man.
Okay, so, moving on. No more console wars. Can't take any more. I've had enough. No more.
too aggravating.
It's annoying. Just give me my PC. I'm good.
Mouse and keyboard, master race. Leave me alone.
You know what the answer is? You know what the answer is. 42.
Yes. And when in doubt, 42.
Marvel movies and Vin Diesel. Now, crazy enough as this sounds, Marvel reached out to Vin Diesel for a talk. That's all I know. Marvel wants to talk to Vin Diesel. Everybody is speculating, Vin Diesel is going to be a hero in one of the upcoming Marvel movies. And, yeah. Look, there's a lot of fucking heroes that he could fulfill. But why only jump to heroes? Like, I can honestly see some villains going on in this shit.
I can see that too. But,
like, I don't think portrayed enough, or easily portrayed, or even done, if it has been done, Juggernaut, for one.
I don't think he could pull off Juggernaut.
You don't think so? No. Alright, fine. Okay, yeah, you're right.
You're gonna need somebody like Jack. You might even have to CG that shit.
You might need someone gigantic. Like a white Ving Rhames or a white Michael Duncan Clark.
Yeah.
Exactly. What about Galacticus?
I could see that. What I was thinking when I first heard it was I was thinking Drax from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Actually, that was one of the ones that was brought up. You're talking about the big old tree dude?
No, that's Tree Root, I think is his name. I may be getting geeks pissed off right now, but I'm pretty sure.
That's all right. I already pissed him off by saying the tree dude.
I don't know. I read a lot of comic books, but I don't really read a lot of the Guardians of the Galaxy stuff. I'm pretty sure his name is Root or Tree Root or something like that. But Drax is the guy that he's all green and he has like red tattoos.
Okay, I know who you're talking about. The guy they made look like Kratos.
But well, he was around a lot longer than Kratos, so it's more like they made Kratos look like him.
And Geeks number 2 has just been pissed off. No, I don't like. I'm not a big fan of Guardians of the Galaxy. I actually think that fucking Rocket Raccoon. I fucking hate him.
I'm not looking forward to the Guardians of the Galaxy movie. I thought it was a stupid idea from the beginning. As soon as I heard that they were making it, I was like, really? Of all the things you can do, you choose Guardians of the Galaxy to make a movie?
All the fucking Marvel stories they could do.
Yeah, exactly. They
go with one. And maybe because I'm not a big fan of the series, I just think it just looks fucking stupid.
The thing I don't understand is that Guardians of the Galaxy is like a lesser known comic book. It's big within their own fans, but it's not really all that known. So to me, it was like, I think it was a stupid move to make a movie out of it, because a lot of people, I didn't even know about it until I heard about the movie. I was like, what? I'm like, what is Guardians of the Galaxy?
I didn't even know about fucking any of that until, what was it, Marvel Heroes introduced Rocket Raccoon? Yeah. And instantly I went, what the fuck did Marvel, god damn it, Disney. So I had to go fucking look it up and find out about the whole series. And I was like, oh. That dude looks like Kratos. They brought in a pet animal and a tree. You know what? I'm done. I'm not reading that series. I'm not doing it. No way.
After I heard the announcement, I bought the first volume of not this new one that they've been having for Marvel now, but the one before that. Right. I bought the first volume of that, and I haven't read it yet. I just haven't had the interest. I think I read a couple of pages, and then I put it down, and I was like, This new one has been all right. A friend of mine rants and raves about it. He loves anything Galaxy that has to do with Marvel. I read a lot of comic books, but I'm more of a mutant guy. I like the mutants, like X-Men,
I think that's because that's what we grew up with, man. I mean, it wasn't every fucking Saturday morning we woke up just to go watch fucking X-Men.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'll stick with my mutant series.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of Aliens. I will never read the Marvel Zombie series just because I'm sick of fucking zombies. Oh!
Yeah.
There's geek number three pissed off. There's a lot of zombie fans out there. Yeah. And, I can't get into it. The only thing that has intrigued me lately, zombie related, has been The Last of Us. Dude, I've seen some gameplay of that shit, and...
Yeah, that does look good.
Fucking amazing. Like, I'm thinking seriously to dust off the PlayStation 3 and stop using it for Netflix just to play that game once. If I can put it down. Because it looks just that damn good.
Yeah. The back to the Marvel Zombies. Oh. I read the first one. That was excellent. I would recommend that. If you want to read any of them, I would read the first one. Fair enough. It was excellent. The first volume, anyway. I think there's like 6 issues in it.
You're talking about the actual graphic novels, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the first one.
Yeah, I think there's about 6 of them. That sounds about right.
From then on, it just got weird. Like, I'm just like, really? I think all the way to like the last one, because I'm a fan of the mutants. And the first one was like they were in it a lot. Like they had Cyclops, his head was off, and he would like carry around his head. It was the coolest thing. I was like, and then they went into like all different stupid stuff. Like they went to Siege. So I think that was the second volume. They went to like Siege or something like that, and I never really got into that series, so I was like, this is stupid. I didn't even end up reading it. And then they went on to something else, and then it just went into all different stupid stuff that I wasn't interested in until they got to the last one, where they brought back the original ones from the first one. And they came back to Earth because they got like cosmic powers from eating Silver Surfer, and then they ate Galactus, so they got like these cosmic powers, and they decided to like fly around to different planets and eat people. And and when they were all done and ate like the whole universe, they decided to go back to Earth, where there were still some survivors from their attack before, and they decided to eat them too.
Nice.
it was pretty good. If you were going to read any of them, I would read the first and the last one.
So I can just skip all the bullshit in between. It's not necessary.
Yeah, it's not necessary at all. All
right, but what about being a collecting, hoarding whore? I have to have all of it.
Well, that's on you.
I just leave them in the package and never fucking open them. Just spend the 15 bucks and call it a day.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Actually, it'd be, what, 15, 30, 60, 60 bucks? It's an extra 60 bucks just sitting there. Fuck it. Why not?
Just so I can have it all.
Why not? Okay, end of the tangent again. Man, we're getting
tangent number two.
We're off to a bad fucking start tonight. Okay, so back to Marvel extending talks to Vin Diesel. I said a couple of villains, but you know, I could see a couple of heroes, and not 4 Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, look, it's very possible that's what they're talking to him about. But I see him... Look, why not fucking Colossus? Other than the fact that he's a little short.
Colossus would be good.
He could do Colossus.
I could see him Colossus.
What was another one? Colossus, I just thought of a fucking other one that he could do.
The thing that annoyed me about Colossus in the movie, the one movie he was in, he wasn't Russian. Colossus is Russian.
I was pretty sure we could see Vin Diesel CGI with the Russian accent. Oh, there was another role that I thought he could play.
Katya, my beloved Katya.
God, what the fuck was I just thinking about? I hate this shit. Okay, Colossus, I don't know. I don't know, but let's go ahead and let's just move on to what you think that he could do other than Drax.
Wouldn't it be funny if they cast him as Doctor Strange?
That'd be some shit. That'd be some shit.
Or Ant-Man.
Oh, God. At least it wasn't DC extending talks. Knowing his luck, he'd end up being fucking Aquaman. The worst fucking character in DC history, Aquaman. Second worst DC character.
You just pissed off your fourth fanboy.
Aquaboy. Number 4 and 5. I'm going to go with Aquaboy, too. I fucking can't stand that series.
Yeah. I don't really read much DC in general because I love reading comic books, but with DC, I find that they put far too much into inner thought. They're just sitting there talking to themselves throughout the whole comic.
Inner monologue is great. Dude, you can't have Batman without inner monologue.
But there's too much, is my thing. Is this just like I picked up the Power Girl series. I don't know which version it was, whatever. I picked up the first, I think, 10 issues of the Power Girl series. I opened up the first page. It was digital, so you can't really look at the first page. But I opened up the first page, and the first page is literally all inner monologue bubbles, and there's just a small picture of her in the middle. I'm like, what? I'm like, when did I pick up a book? I don't remember picking up a book.
I don't know, man. But you can't have Batman without inner monologue.
I'll agree with that. He does a lot of, because he doesn't talk much, vocally. He's more of a reserved kind of dude.
According to, what is his name, Christopher Nolan? He talks like this.
Yeah.
He talks like this. I'm Batman.
I have a throat condition.
Is anybody Stop have a throat lozenge?
Stop making fun of my throat condition.
Wouldn't that be some shit if Superman did the same shit? Man of Steel comes out. I'm Superman. I'd fucking lose it. Oh, God, I'd fucking lose it. And we're off again. God damn it. Number 3. We just cannot keep our shit together tonight.
That's actually number 5, isn't it?
Is it? Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Mm-mm-mm.
We just talk too much, man. We just go off into different tangents.
I guess that's a bad thing about ADD, huh?
And we both have it.
What did you do today? Oh, well, I talked about comics and then... Squirrel. Oh, look, a squirrel.
We thought the same thing.
Holy fuck. Oh, God.
Did you see that squirrel?
Son of a bitch. Can't keep our shit together. Alright, so
whatever they cast him as, better be a good fit. Because I could honestly see him playing Drax. I know Drax is more of a agile kind of looking, and Vin Diesel is more of a bruiser type dude. But I could see him playing Drax. If they cast him as Star-Lord, I think that would be stupid. It would be dumb. Dude,
what the fuck? What about what the hell was his name? I'm going to piss somebody off because I'm sure I'm about to fuck this up because I can't remember exactly. It wasn't Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Dude, I could totally see him fucking playing Apocalypse.
Yeah, but I don't know which movie they would put Apocalypse in because... The upcoming the X-Men movie. He's an X-Men villain.
Well, yeah, so, it doesn't necessarily have to say that, you know, he's going into 2014. This could be, hey, we're thinking about doing another X-Men movie, and we're thinking about bringing in, you know, Apocalypse, and we think you're going to be fucking great for it.
Yeah. I could see that. I could see him play Apocalypse.
I think he could be definitely two characters out in X-Men world. And that's Colossus and Apocalypse.
Yeah.
That's if they decide to actually continue on with the X-Men series. Hey, fuck, how long has it taken for Wolverine 2 to come out?
Oh, yeah.
When the fuck are they going to bring me my Deadpool movie?
Exactly. The last I heard, it's still a go, so I don't know what's going on with it. If it is actually still a go or not. The last I heard, there was a lot of scheduling conflicts with Ryan Reynolds. And they would like to use him and not somebody else.
But I if they don't, I wouldn't see it. That's the way I look at it. You starred him as Deadpool in the original Origins. You will star him in the Deadpool. I think he did a great fucking job.
Yeah, he did.
He was fucking spot on witty. He was great.
He's the perfect guy for Deadpool because that's his character.
Knowing our fucking luck, if they actually do come out with a Deadpool movie and they can't get Ryan Reynolds, our fucking luck, we're going to get fucking Dane Cook.
Yeah.
That's gonna fucking suck. Fuck no, I'm out. I don't want to see it no more. I'm done.
Sufi.
We're hanging out at the wall. Could you imagine Deadpool? Yeah, you want to go out to the wall? Fuck you. I'm done. No more.
I'm gonna beat your ass in Sufi.
Oh, Jesus.
What's up? What's up? Sufi.
I'm done. No more. I'm out. All right. So, moving along here. We're moving along. Not too bad. We've gone off a couple of times. I guess that's only bound to fucking happen. You know, you talk about one thing and it just, like, turns into another thing. I don't know what's going on.
That's how EDD works, man.
It's fucking amazing. We can actually sit down and actually have it. How many times am I going to say actually tonight? That's three times in less than 10 seconds.
We should have a counter up.
I'm going to go through this when I'm editing, and I'm going to see how many times I've actually said actually. Let me throw it in there one more time.
Because I'm going to actually watch this and actually edit it.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Well, you want to go ahead and move on to the next section and tell the fine listeners what we're all about?
Sure. What we're here to do is we're starting this new website called All Caps Rage. We're going to be doing different games. We're going to be developing games. We're going to be doing different geek things and comic book reviews and stuff like that. And we're going to be doing some gameplays and streaming for Minecraft and other sorts of games. So if that's what you're into, then come on by and check us out. We're going to be doing these podcasts, too.
Hopefully once a week.
Yeah.
Once a week, I'd like to bring all the shit to the table. Yeah. That's also what we're all about. Lots of shit.
Shit.
Yeah. You shit can't have geekiness shit without the shit, because not everybody gets along in this world. I mean, we all get along great. But when you start bashing, like, Aquaman... there's more shit to bring to the table. So, and the randomness. I mean, fuck.
Yeah.
All the randomness.
Completely random.
All the randomness tonight. I mean, fuck, we keep going off.
It's to what to be expected.
it's not going to fucking change.
Yeah.
What to expect shortly is going to be some Let's Plays. We've got some Minecraft stuff coming up. I think we've got a survival series coming up from a map maker named Nevin24, which made his first map, and I don't know, I was actually quite impressed with it when I first saw it, and I actually can't really wait to get back on that now that it's finally done.
Yeah, me either.
It's
really well put together.
Oh, yeah. And with I can't fucking talk. With all of the objectives and the missions and the challenges going on, I think he really did a great fucking job for his first map. I can't wait to see a second map. As far as I know, it's going to be a space-themed PvP-style map, which I think is going to be fucking great. I don't know how long it's going to take him to get to it, how long it's going to take him to finish it, but I can't wait to fucking play it. We've also got another multiplayer thing coming up. I think we're going to do a Let's Build series.
Yep.
And working with I don't know, I'm thinking, you know, we should do some kind of like medieval style castle.
Yeah. I was just thinking the same thing. Castle.
Fuck it. Why not? We'll build an epic castle.
Yeah.
What's epic? In Minecraft, there is only a 256 block limit.
We should definitely put a moat of lava and have.
Oh, that would fucking look sick with Sonic Ether shaders.
Yeah. Then have like lava falls and stuff like that and like netherrack all over the place.
Damn.
That would look awesome.
You know,
like it's coming out of the bowels of hell.
God, I wish Red Power 2 would update for 1.5.2. Because, I mean, think about it, a fucking basalt castle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that would look absolutely gorgeous. That's the fucking breaks of waiting for mods to update. And I believe she's still on 1.4.7. She's still working on it, but, like, she's mainly working with Feed the Beast and Technic and Tekkit.
Yeah.
So, not exactly sure if we're ever going to get a 1.5.2, because 1.6.1 pre-release just fucking released.
So that means, like, in the next couple of weeks, it's going to come out.
Yeah. I think they're expecting July 1st for 1.6.1.
Nice.
So we should be seeing that shortly. Actually, I won't be seeing
that
shortly.
Is that the one that adds the horses?
Yes. I actually saw some, oh my god, it's fucking crazy. But I won't be seeing 1.6.1 for a while now, mainly because I'll be waiting on Forge to update so I can move all of the of our mods to 1.6.1. But I'm still going to be playing on 1.5.2 for a while because not everything is going to be updated, and I love my mods. And it's going to take at least, I want to say at least a week, but I'm sure it's going to be 2 weeks before we see any major mods hitting the ground for 1.6.1.
Yeah.
So I think I'm just going to stick to 1.5.2. I'm not going to worry about updating for a while. I think I'm good.
Yeah, me either.
Also coming up, we should have some live streaming. Not exactly sure when I'm going to sit down to it, but I've still got to finish up Evoland, and I'm a little upset with Twitch when they had their issues. Two of the streams that I did out of the three in one day, they're gone.
Yeah.
Only the first one got saved, so anybody who actually catches that final stream is going to miss everything that happened in between part one and part four, and I should be finishing up that game on part four if I actually sit down and finish it. But I'm not exactly sure if that's going to happen or not. Alright. Well, I think we're going to go ahead and call it there for a night. I think we're...
we had a pretty good conversation.
Yeah, tonight's conversation was actually fucking pretty damn good. except for the random tangents, but actually still turned out pretty damn good.
And the geeks being pissed off.
Oh, God, there's going to be so many fucking geeks just blowing up and like, ah, you motherfuckers! You wanna... That's my Aquaman!
Zombies are awesome!
I fucking love Marvel Zombies! I wish they'd do more! I'll tell you what, I'll fucking read the series and then I'll try and agree with you, but I'm pretty sure I won't because I just don't like zombies at all.
Me neither.
Like, but even
people ask me all the time if I like Walking Dead. I'm like, nope.
I don't know. I don't have cable to begin with. I know it's on Netflix, and I see it there every time I fucking log into Netflix, but I don't know if it's just something that I want to watch. I think my wife had mentioned something about watching it, and if she decides to, then, yeah, I'll probably watch it. I'll let you know how I like it. Or don't. Hey. We only have the one TV. And I like my Netflix, because it's like having cable without paying an extra $93.
It's true. Right. Everything goes on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. Hey, if it goes on Netflix, I'm watching it. Almost watching it. All right. So, where can they reach you at?
Instagram is the best place. I'm on there pretty much every day. You can get me at @AllCatsRage_Kratos.
Nice. I am on Twitter @Zach_Daddy. I can also be reached on Google+. But good luck getting those 20 numbers out of me. Because as all I'm going to say about that is piss off. That's too many numbers. you're bound to fuck one of those numbers up, or I'm going to fuck one of those numbers up, and someone's going to get lucky and get, like, a ton of spam.
It's all linked on the website anyway. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's all up on the website. So if you want to hit us on Google+, we're both linked there. Website you can reach us at allcapsrage.com. Great thing about this, you want to send us an email or get in touch with us through the podcast, send out shout outs, whatever it is you want us to discuss, send us an email. Best way to do that, if you don't want to send us an email, is to head over to the website under our contact page. Under Contact Us, we have a form that you can fill out. You can be completely anonymous on that form. You can put eatshit@fuckyou.com as your email address, and it would be perfectly fine. The website will accept it. You can be completely anonymous. It does not matter. So if you want to remain anonymous, but you still want to get in, you know, tips, tricks, shout-outs, whatever the fuck you want to talk about, us to talk about, it's all there. Just go head on over to All Caps Rage, click on Contact Us, and fill out the form. And we'll read it. Maybe.
Maybe.
All right. So, this has
depending
been...
if we feel like it.
Oh. Shut up, phone. I forgot that damn thing was still on. It's telling me I'm critically low now. All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for us, guys. This has been the All Caps Rage Podcast. Thanks for joining us.
I'm Kratos, so I'm going to say geek on.
Let's bring out the trolls.